This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote on Richard Canton.
The silent majority is back in
Former President Trump channeling late former President Richard Nixon during his final campaign rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vice President Harris concluded her campaign in Philadelphia. From Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the town that votes first in the state, that votes first during the primary season. If you didn't catch that, that was three votes for Harris and three for Trump. This is ABC News. Polls will be opening in a couple more hours for the presidential election of 2024. Officials in battleground states are taking extraordinary steps to make sure things go off peaceably.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, where some people showed up with guns during the 2020 vote count, armed guards, drones, surveillance cameras, police
Along forces, 55 tonight with overcast skies, mild with periods of rain. Also for Tuesday, cloudy with scattered showers, a brief thunderstorm possible, a high of 64. 38 Tuesday night, Wednesday 54, Thursday 56,
Pierre Thomas.
Friday,
New York State Trooper Thomas Mesha has some splaining to do. He's been suspended without pay pending an investigation into his report of being shot and wounded on Long Island while helping a motorist on October 30th. A search for a vehicle being used by the purported shooter turned up nothing. On Monday, officers searched Mesha's residence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
America's finest sausage for over 104 years. Now using a restaurant and backyard Sunday steak, fresh and fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for any preservatives. Using as fresh brats are the freshest and most acid-free. Enjoy some this summer without any wet food. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, it's got to be held on the way. You just want to own it. Kane and Don Show. This town don't stand a chance. I heard the ladies is like crazy. New Casey's fresh up out the beer stand. The best high, let's just ran. For the ladies like trying to die. But I got a beer in my hand.
You're great.
You absolutely. I was going to get there.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4. Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Very
series. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happened, but just sort of missed his chance. Only there was a way he could still watch it. For more Showbiz Fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of showers and storms in the overnight. Light north winds and mid-50s expected by daybreak. And some of the rain could be a bit heavy. On your Tuesday and Election Day forecast, showers and storms around at 70 degrees. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Dom Salvia. Next time, special election covers overtime with Maggie Dom Plus. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center. WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. I want to have
it all. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. So great to be with you. Helping out tomorrow with some of the election coverage from the same time, 6 to 8, Jay Madner, looking forward to that, but why not go down to Madison?
I regret it.
Have you matured, or did you use a slip-up?
It's a slip-up, I think.
I still think it's Twitter. That is a place you want to stay away from, though, if you're trying not to think about the election. And let's do that right away. That's our question. Tomorrow's a big day. It's here.
Riding down
we've
the road
our
in our Oldsmobile, tapping on the floorboard, banging on the wheel, punching every button on the radio, but everything's too slow. Katie wants a fast one, quicker than the last one. Only two times she gets sideways, making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a fast one, you know she's gotta have one, cause that's what makes her motion go.
Katie wants a fast one. Keep your mind off you.
Tearing up the yard on a riding mode. Neighbor yells, Katie, better go a little slow. Taking every corner up on two wheels. It's how she gets her thrills. Katie wants a fast one. Quicker than the last one. Only two times she gets that rush. Making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a fast one.
Keep you. Katie wants a fast one. But for tonight, we have one more night.
and that's a bit in the checkout line. Katie's got a thing about wasting time. If she pulls up behind you in the carpool lane, just get out of her way. Cause Katie wants a fast one.
And
quicker than the last one. Only 2 times she gets that rush. Making tracks and kicking up dust. Katie wants a fast one. You know she's got a hot one. Cause that's what makes her more love. Katie wants a fast one.
Great at both of them. Not huge roles, but that's kind of how he was really solid actor. So I'm very excited to talk to John Rock at 7:05. We'll talk to him because Madison is coming to him at the Fairmore Theater.
Hey there, baby. Where'd you get that smile? Make a country boy walk a country mile. You're sweet like a peach from a Georgia farm. Got a honeysuckle kiss that'll break a boy's heart. I got a Chevrolet out in the parking lot with an empty seat, not no one spot. It's a pretty good haul down an old dirt road. I got a tank of gas and a radio. Come on, baby, be my shotgun rider. Cruise through the country, maybe pull an all-nighter. Bring my dash. Lay your head on my shoulder, baby, kick on back. We can put 100 miles on this old truck. I pull on over, all the windows up. Come on, baby, be my shotgun rider. Cruise to the country, maybe pull an all-nighter. Every little body needs a climb beside her. Come on, baby, be my shotgun rider. Say no.
I had to
you know you want to go. There's a good time waiting on
John
you down that road.
John cried.
I sure like to see your hair in the wind. The moonlight dancing on your skin. Wake up in the morning, head toward the sun. Like a couple outlaws out on the run. Come on, baby, be my shotgun.
Gary Oldman plays this kind of
the longer you listen, the more songs you hear. Not just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community, WRCO FM 100.9.
So, that's my kind of show. A little bit of comedy, what's warranted, but also some great, really great.
I beg your pardon.
Really,
I never promised you a rose garden.
I recommend it so far, so good. I'm not going to put it in the beats yet.
There's got to be a little rain sometime.
So I'm going to stick with it.
When you take it, got to give. So live and let live or let go.
Well, sadly, my membership wrapped up yesterday.
I never promised you a rose garden.
just because I love I could the TV show Shrinking. I think I'm right renewing just because I want to keep watching. So, this weekend I did watch too much football, obviously, but I also rewatched The Fall Guy. Well, it's sweet I wanted to give it another chance. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. There's just some moments in it where you feel like one of those kind of things. So smile for a while. I still think if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's a fun movie.
There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
I should have rewatched it, but yeah,
but there's one thing I want
those
you to
were my
know.
Favorite childhood movies.
You better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out.
Watch that over.
And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while, let's be jolly. Really cool theater where you know people, where you're sitting with everybody else who have already loved it. It's gonna be huge laughs, and then you know, you get to meet these great cast members. I mean, that's a great thing. And if we could have coordinated this,
sat down on the bar stool
Friday,
like a darn fool. Cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 7 days. Said it was good.
Famous.
I know why they didn't go big where you planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. God made the world, set the shore there. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, man got lost. He said, please, Lord, if I could only remember, have an angel in my arms. God made a girl, his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make
news from the center, WRC.
The man made a like
he's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of his concerts, Dobie Maxwell. Hey, Dobie.
Pete Schwaba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? If my sonic wouldn't let a computer plug in to me.
You got mom, I should hear you. You got mom, I should hear you. So, change your life.
From 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Seven
on the Civic Media
Wisconsin Derek Van Horn was really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done
with me.
One would think being in Congress when the player is slightly
stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out, just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Amazon. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store and listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who moved to this country, it's more than a we can change that. Learn how at belongingandangelcross.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, it's so great to have you. Welcome to Night Legend.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
You and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
So what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
A Schwabba is like the upside down E.
That's my thing. Well, it's great to meet you. I know you're doing a lot of campaigning for Kamala Harris. What exactly about her do you think will make you great?
Well, I think she's a great listener. So she's been going around the country and really listening to people and their concerns. She's been visiting communities all over the country and learning what issues they're facing. Real kitchen table issues like the cost of rent, the cost of health care, the cost of groceries. She's been listening to all that, and then because she cares about people and she actually wants to make a difference in their life, she's taking what she's heard and really formulating policies around that stuff. So you see her in her very, short campaign, roll out some really great ideas for how to address the needs of the American people, whether it's new parents getting their child tax credit, new homeowners getting help with their down payment, new small business owners getting help starting their business. All these areas where people are dealing with affordability and all the other issues that people are dealing with every day. She's thinking about those and she's going to go to work every day trying to make it easier for people to live a good life and to live the American dream. And you know, when you compare that to her opponent, who seems to only think about himself, his enemies, and who he's going to get revenge on, I'd much rather have somebody who's going to work every day thinking about how to fix people's problems rather than who they can exact retribution on.
Exactly. That's well said. And I think the prescription drug issue is very important to people, too.
And if you think about how much money people have to spend on health care and particularly on prescription drugs, we don't pay the price that everyone else around the world pays. We pay more than everyone else. And for a president to know that and to actually want to fix that is going to make a huge difference in people's lives.
Great answer. It's interesting. You've been campaigning for Ohio, Pennsylvania, two states you have a close connection with. Very blue collar. Ohio used to be a swing state. Who knows what will happen now? But how do you relate to those two states and your upbringing? And how it affected you, A, as as a voter and be creatively in what it brought to your career.
Well, you know, it's funny because sometimes people will say, well, you're just a Hollywood celebrity. What do you know about my life?
It's not over.
Pennsylvanians and Wisconsinites, all of us have lived a pretty similar experience. And so
I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Great answer. And another thing we have in John, the city, Wisconsin, Ohio connection.
I just feel like America is a trained leader who is so against the same as long as I'm with you.
Well, we'll find all that out tomorrow. Keep getting the word out, John. Great to meet you. Anything you've got coming out, we'll look forward to.
If you ask me, baby,
President Richard Nixon during his final campaign rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
We have a silent majority, but
we're just sort of speaking up. This is show that the level of enthusiasm is five times greater than their level.
Vice President Harris concluded her campaign in Philadelphia.
Our backyard power movement reflects a simple and undeniable
and a brand new suit all covered
that we are all in this together.
From Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, the town that votes first in the state, that votes first during the primary season. If you didn't catch that, that was three votes for Harris and three for Trump. This is ABC.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports and Baseball. More roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jeff Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team. As for the A's, pitcher Frankie Montes declined his option to return to the team. Colin Rowe also had a few injuries. Brewers GM Matt Arnold will be the baseball's executive of the year. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin Badgers are going to receive 85-61 at the Holy Cross at the Colts. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to a 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, is that when you look at the big picture, essentially the whole season is 75 games.
Oh, is just around the corner with films like Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple of weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whipped big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number three, and Conclave at number four. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film, Outstation, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Rich Wava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and isolated strong to severe storm not terribly likely, but is possible, so be weather aware today. Our high 66, tonight down to 42 tomorrow, partly for mostly cloudy and cooler, but our high is 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cagle. Temperature now, 56.
Have to consistently till the day you die stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself, you got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends, and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, but they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, it is here, it is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote, make sure you join us.
Matt Nair on it, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you. Andrew says Nightlight on YouTube. It's like a low-budget TV show. Thank you. But with better-looking faces. Wow. I am lit perfectly, Andrew. Thank you for that. Thanks for listening.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
No, it's not, but I did have like a real crew.
100.9 WRCO.
So, okay, so tell us about your book. It's a funny thing. I think this is so cool. I love when comics write about their experience.
Some people
talk about them, want to read about them. It's on Amazon.
Tell us a little.
I can show you a lovely picture. Want to come to my house
with them?
I did at the market price.
I'm bound
funny, I wrote
to
it.
Agree.
It's just my instinct told me to write it, so I'm not sure why, except
for my pennies on. They're like two lucky charms.
What if there was a book to show one person's journey into something and how I handled my trials and tribulations, the rejection, all the stuff that you go through. It's just like I thought, why not open a curtain a little bit? So,
she formed the rainbow.
Like a young person who's like, you know, a small town somewhere.
Around my heart.
Because I was a small town kid, and I had a dream of being a show business. Imagine, like, if I
after love. First stormy affair.
It's on TV, but how do I do it, you know? And it's not really a how-to book. It's just
she made the sunshine.
And honestly, I...
And now I can see.
If I was able to reach, you know, one or two people that inspired me, and I did expect much.
You've been looking for me. Some men look for fortune,
and you know,
when one case is all it should be. For her love is like gold, heaven to hold. Yes,
well, I remember thinking the same thing you just said. How do we?
And even when this penny is old,
you know what I mean, and like,
and lost its shine,
it's
there's like sort of a cool innocence when you're a kid.
I won't be ashamed to call her mine.
Wow, every little town had at least two or three comedy.
And I'll keep her close to my heart.
That this is important.
So everyone.
Instead, I was just walking to bars.
And I love you.
And I'd find managers. So I'm late. And I just go out and tell jokes.
For me.
It tells you, too, like, when you're in Germany, you love something. And I did it.
Thank you.
purple sand. Two purple hearts tattooed on his hand. One look, and you could tell that boy had been through hell. Bartender asked, you've got a story to tell. He said, these purple hearts are battle scars. Here to remind me who my heroes are. They fought and died for our freedom. Now they're resting on the grounds of Arlene Town. These purple hearts are battle scars. Bartender said, well, I got mine in Vietnam. I left the boy, but I came back a man. I'm born here late at night, while they took us by surprise. And I'm the only one who made it out alive. He said, my purple hearts are battle scars. They fought and died for our freedom. Now they're resting on the grounds of Arlene Town. My purple hearts are battle scars. Oh, the pain will fade one day. And but the memories never go. Here to remind us who our heroes are. They fought and died for our freedom. And now they're resting on the grounds of Arlene Town. These purple hearts are battle scars.
WRCE.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasting Association and this station.
Not completing high school was a social thing. It wasn't academic thing. Even all those years have passed, I still have that longing to have my
Wisconsin
decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 107.7 WRC and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Fantastic. He would hang out and have lunch with the writers every day. It didn't last that long.
Sad signs. 18 wheels rolling through the night. Sometimes I wonder about this crazy lonely life.
Thank you.
I reached out my arms and I touched you.
I kind of like everything, like whatever.
With soft words,
I think I'm still trying to find
whisper my strength. Your name. Was as close as I came. My eyes had a vision of sweet lips yielding beneath my command.
I can see the awards behind you. I believe you have.
I had your love on the tip of my fingers.
I had a crew. I heard.
But I let it slip right through my hand.
Show properly.
They did a bang of
pickups.
Hey, buddy, this was fun. I hope we can do it again. I had a lot more questions for you, but we're running out of time here. But I really appreciate your time, and I hope you do figure out what it is you're supposed to be writing immediately. Because so far, thanks so much, Mike. All right, that's Mike Rowe. Check out the Futurama holiday show.
It's a long, long way from the tip of my fingers to the love.
Yeah, we did. 3 weeks ago? Yeah, Roger.
Your heart.
All right, this is fun. We're going to keep this thing moving. Barreling through some crazy great guests tonight. When we come back, Pepper Civic Media's award-winning news keeps you informed. John Bryce will be here
for the week. We'll talk to John about Madison.
It's going to be fun. Don't leave. Beach Bob at Nightlife. Civic Media Radio Network.